A consistent theme in Albany's unceasing parade of ethics scandals has been the abuse of power. Lawmakers using their public position to enrich themselves personally. As U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara put it while commenting on his successful prosecutions of the former Assembly Speaker and the former Senate Majority Leader, quote, "Both of these cases, by the way, were awful and sad stories. No one says that these two men never did anything good for the state, but they threw it all away by forgetting that their jobs were not meant to be vehicles for massive personal profit," unquote. Not surprisingly, addressing this problem is central to the ethics reform debate. But the talking points of opponents are already emerging. Essentially, some lawmakers are arguing that it's good for lawmakers to have outside jobs in order to better inform policy choices. This is a classic strawman argument. No one is arguing that individuals with expertise should be prohibited from holding office. That would be absurd. However, reformers are arguing that while holding power, lawmakers should be focusing on their public job, not their private ones. For example, Governor Cuomo is a lawyer. Imagine how long the line would be if he was allowed to set up a private practice. That line would be long and filled with wealthy, powerful interests looking for some legal help. Attorney General Schneiderman is also a lawyer. He regulates much of the real estate industry. Guess who would show up if he were allowed to open a private law practice? Neither of these men is allowed to do so. The most obvious reason is that they are running sprawling governmental enterprises and it takes time to do it right. Another important reason is to remove a clear conflict of interest. State lawmakers argue that they're part-time, that their staff sizes are relatively small. Thus, they should be allowed to moonlight. But the temptation to use their public power to enrich themselves is still there. The U.S. attorney found that the former Speaker of the Assembly used his legislative perch to enrich himself to the tune of a cool $4 million. Sadly, his is not the only case. Former Assemblymember Seminario was convicted of influence peddling charges related to the operation of his private consulting business that used his legislative position to generate income. In 2004, former Senator Guy Vilela pled guilty to bribery charges for taking money to secure painting contracts as part of his outside legal work. So why allow that temptation? The Congress has already acted. In the aftermath of the Watergate scandal, the Congress drastically restricted outside income for its members. As the congressional panel responsible for drafting the new rules stated, quote, "Substantial outside income creates at least the appearance of impropriety and thereby undermines public confidence in the integrity of government officials," unquote. The same logic applies to Albany today. Lawmakers with outside jobs must have to put them aside while they serve as public servants. It's not a radical idea. Statewide elected officials and the Congress live with similar rules. And if you're a firefighter, a police officer, or a teacher, you have to put those jobs aside in order to be a lawmaker. Why should the small percentage of legislators who are lawyers and other professionals get a sweeter deal? Unfortunately, only silence has been heard on the debate over ethics. That is likely to mean that the small number of well-compensated legislators plying their professions on the side have jammed up the debate. Only the governor can break the logjam. And the governor can only succeed if he takes the fight out of the dark rooms of the Capitol and has it in public view. Nearly 90% of New Yorkers agree that Albany's ethics is a problem. If the ethics debate is open, the public has a chance to weigh in. Over the next few weeks, New Yorkers will see if the governor has the interest and the power to break that logjam.